So I was all set to call this segment, because I really do think it's important, how to consume your news. Because this really is one of the most important life skills you could learn these days. We're in the information age, and yet our information sources are awful. And I thought, well, it doesn't really cut it. Hey, this is closer to what we should call this thing. How to weed out the biased, inflammatory, fake, silly news and teach that onto your family as a life skill. That really should be the title. A little long, but here we are. Hey, thanks for being here too. It's the Cool Dad Rules. My name is Bill Adams. If you're just joining us for the first time, appreciate it very much. Let me set this up before we even get going too far into it, okay? As I said, we are in the information age. Information's never been more important, but look where we are for our information sources. I mean, think about whether you like to go to independent journalists on Twitter or other social media, even Instagram, or whether you like the mainstream CBS, NBC, ABC networks, or the cable news outlets, whether it's CNN or Fox News. Find me one of them, even the independent, so-called independent journalists on Twitter that don't have some sort of a bias. And that's a big part of what we're talking about here. The other part about this is, let me just explain this. There are very few things I have an expertise in, but this is one of them, is disseminating information. In radio life, that's off the podcast and actually on the air every single day, that's what we do. That's what I do, is collect a bunch of different information from a bunch of different news sources, figure out what's relevant to our audience. The second most important thing is figure out what's fake and phony and inflammatory and completely, totally inaccurate and biased, and then disseminate that, boil it all down, and try somewhere in there to get to the real stuff, okay? Because that's where we are. And that's how bad it is these days. And this is why I wanted to make this an entire podcast episode, because I think it's an incredibly important life skill that everybody should learn. It's never been more important. And it's easy to see why we're in such a mess. You want proof of that? Here we go. This is from a Gallup news poll. Okay, Gallup, which, and I specifically chose this polling organization because that's considered one of the mainstream ones, right? One of the so-called respectable ones. Gallup's 2021, if you want to take that year, 2021 poll found, get this, in all, everybody of U.S. adults, now that's independents, Democrats, Republicans, whatever you want, what do you think the amount is, the percentages that have a great deal of trust in their news sources? Oh, 50%, 60%? Try 7% of all U.S. adults, this is a nationwide survey, said they have a great deal of trust. Only 29% have a fair amount of trust and confidence in newspapers, TV, radio news, all of this stuff. It's the second lowest low in American history. It actually was lower in 2016. It actually went up a little bit. That's not saying too much, and then went down again. Is it surprising to see why? Honestly, just think about it. Just think about any particular news source you like to believe in, or what you trust, or what you like to kind of keep an eye on. If it bleeds, it leads news stories, sensationalized stuff, inaccurate reporting, just flat out bad reporting to get the facts wrong, ridiculously biased polls, that is, you know, polling one particular side, one particular demographic or political party, then the other to try to get to an issue, scare tactics. You know, the latest, and boy, we've certainly seen a lot of that during the pandemic, scare tactics to try to get clicks these days, not so much, you know, viewer ratings. It's all about the clicks these days. It's easy to say why. It's easy to understand why there's so little trust in media. But what do you do? If we try to get a solution on this, which is what we try to do on the Cool Dad Rules, right? Common sense for life. There's an answer. And the first thing is to understand exactly where the bias comes from. I had a professor in college tell me once that true journalism has no opinion whatsoever. So in other words, the moment that a journalist or a columnist inserts an opinion, it's not news anymore. It's just opinion. But the second part of the statement was, it's almost impossible not to have an opinion when reporting news, even if it's just information bias. So that's tough to do right there, okay? But it's incredibly important to understand where the bias is. And that's with both sides, okay? All of it. So what do you do, and how do you make it a life skill? How do you not only consume your news, how do you weed through all this stuff? Well, there are options, and I'm not going to fault anybody for any of these options. You make your own decisions, but let's just outline them right now, because you always have options. Number one, no news. I know a lot of people that just absolutely completely now, because of the garbage they've seen and heard, read online, just absolutely refuse to pay attention to any news. And I'm not faulting you. I don't particularly think the head in your sand option is the best possible way to go, especially when you're dealing with family issues and you want to kind of discuss these kinds of things. All right. But that's one option. Pick one news source that you find kind of sort of trustworthy that you can believe in and stick with them. That's another option. Okay. I think it's dangerous, but go ahead. Believe all of it. This is an interesting take. I've seen this. Believe all of it. You believe CNN, you believe Fox, you believe your favorite independent journalist on Twitter, whatever it is. That's one option. Okay. I don't think that's the best way to go either. I think the solution is here, though, and this is it. Do your absolute best, and anybody can do this with a little bit of practice. Collect as much information from all sides as you possibly can. Now, this involves a little bit more work, and it might drive you crazy at first. It's information overload, and let's face it, they only focus on the bad news, right? Very, very seldom will you actually see a story, wow, two teenage kids did something great. No, if it comes down to a news organization, they'll prioritize the two teenage kids that carjack somebody for sensationalism. That's part of the problem of what we're talking about. But you got to kind of do it. Get independent journalists, and I'm using finger quotes here, you can't see it, but I am. Independent journalists, take their sources, direct video proof or sourcing from a street scene, whatever it is. Go to the mainstreams, ABC, NBC, CBS. Go to cable, CNN, and Fox. Take all of it and cut it down the middle, and you decide for yourself exactly what you think is the truth in this. And there's a way you can decide what the truth is. And trust me, I see this every single day. Always, always consider bias and always go under the assumption that all of your news sources are biased. Once you collect all of them together, you'll start to see that and understand a little bit more of where they're coming from. More important than that, keep an eye on the wording. Every once in a while, you will see a story presented out there that has almost the exact same phrase or the exact same particular order of words in it. Almost always, almost 100% of the time, you can be sure that it is biased and accurate reporting. And again, from anybody. Or it's a fake news story. You can always see it because it has an agenda behind it. Somewhere in the middle is something sort of close to the truth. And this is where if you put the work in and you try to decide all this stuff, there actually is a life skill in it. Like I said before, I'm not going to blame you if this is your policy, but if in your family and your relationships, you keep it out of the news and you just don't pay attention to all of it, you're probably mentally healthier than me. Probably. That's not saying much. But if you do collect all the news sources, this is a great skill to teach anybody in your life. It's one of the most important life skills of all, and it's simply this. Question anything and everything if you didn't see it yourself. Unless you saw it yourself, question everything. Doesn't mean that it's false, doesn't mean it's fake news, but it's very well worth your time to question anything that you didn't personally experience. Well, back to this poll for a quick second. How far have we fallen? And I'll repeat this again if you missed the beginning. 7% of U.S. adults, 7% of all of us, again, according to Gallup, that's a mainstream polling network, have a great deal of confidence in news reporting these days. Let's compare that to something. Has it always been that way? Have we always been just pessimistic? No, because in 1972, that was right around the time when I was born, in 1972, 72% of Americans, 72% had that great trust in American mass media. That's how far it's fallen. And it's not our fault. There's bias on both sides. And remember the golden rule. If somebody inserts an opinion, and that's what most of the news businesses these days, it's not journalism anymore. There's another phrase to live by too that'll help you and really helps you as parents to explain this to your kids. You know how when you're trying to figure out who may have done something wrong, and you always say that expression, follow the money. When it comes to information and biased information in the news media, which we're all infected by these days, it's follow the power. Whether it's a news program or what we see all the time these days now, venturing into entertainment, venturing into, you know, the late night talk show hosts, if they're all kind of saying the same thing and it's politically based, follow the power. Who do you think is influencing them? And that could be either side. Again, I say this completely independently, because everything is biased, all of these news sources. It's not so much follow the money, follow the power. and who's trying to get to you. But again, gives us another opportunity to get a great life skill on this if you know how to look for it. A little bit more work, but you can do it. Thanks for finding the Cool Dad Rules podcast. I always appreciate that very, very much. You can also find us online pretty much everywhere. And I promise you, even though you can find us on social media and the podcast world as well, it's not biased. It's just about life skills. And you can go there on the Cool Dad Rules Facebook page, also the Instagram account, where you're also free, by the way, always to chime in, post a comment, question, whatever it is, suggestion, things you'd want to hear in future episodes. And wherever you get your podcast, thanks for downloading and sharing. Appreciate it as always. No matter what the world throws at us, great chance for us to learn some life skills and to pass that on as parents. I'm Bill Adams. Thanks for letting me preach the gospel of common sense. Hopefully a little bit anyway, if that was clear enough, and more coming on the way. We will talk to you soon.